Why are food-related illnesses on the rise? According to Nicholas Fox, author of Spoiled, Why Our Food is Making Us Sick and What We Can Do About It, the basic problem is that we've changed our relationship with food. We've changed what we eat, where we get it, how we grow it, how we produce it, and our expectations from it. We want convenience foods, novelty, year-round availability, and cheap food. All of these things are driving the producers, who are interested in efficiency and profit. When you apply these pressures to food production, you're setting up situations in which food can become contaminated or in which contamination can be spread in new and different ways. The old model for foodborne disease was the church picnic. Everybody who went and ate the potato salad got sick. It was a contained, localized outbreak. Now outbreaks are widespread as a result of a variety of preparation and distribution practices, processed foods that are widely distributed. For example, an ice cream mix may be spoiled because it was transported in tanker trucks that had hauled contaminated raw eggs, or some spoiled beef may contaminate a huge batch of ground meat. Food animals that are raised for specific qualities or functions, reducing their diversity and making large flocks more susceptible to disease. The conditions in which the animals are raised, shipped, and processed, which may be stressful or dirty, can also contribute to the development and spread of disease. The popularity of pre-prepared foods, such as those at salad bars. One food preparer with unwashed hands can potentially infect all who purchase the food. Fruits and vegetables imported from other countries, where sanitation standards or practices may be less rigorous than in North America,